The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
Okay, so do you feel frustrated that you've been in public life for 30 years, yet people feel that they don't know who you are, that you seem inauthentic?
I do feel like, you know, what is this about? When people say I'm not authentic, what you see is what you get. I mean, I'm sorry if I'm not, you know, brilliantly charismatic on TV, but I am the same person I've always been. And going through this gauntlet of unbelievable obstacles, you know, yeah, I mean, you get scarred up a little bit.
The problem is, of course, she is both one of the most admired and one of the most vilified women in American history.
Hillary is unlikable because she's unlikable.
She is just sort of a polarizing figure.
She hides things. That's her nature.
You hear about her, I don't know, there's something about her I just don't like. I don't know, there's something about her I just don't trust.
Almost since the moment Clinton burst on the national scene in 1992, she has set off a firestorm.
Either people feel extraordinarily passionately positive about her, or they absolutely do not like her and reject her.
What an honor.
I provoked strong opinions, positive and negative.
Hillary, take a hike!
I mean, I one time said to somebody who asked me, what do you want on your gravestone? I said, she's neither as good nor as bad as some people say about her.
Well, that's a teaser of what to expect from a remarkable, intimate new four-part docu-series about Hillary Clinton. And the series features never-before-seen footage from her 2016 campaign trail, while giving us a more personal look at her life with exclusive interviews with the Clintons. And of course, it does prompt the question of what might have been if President Hillary Clinton had been in charge with the COVID-19 pandemic and also the loss of the life of George Floyd. Well, to discuss how Hillary Clinton became one of the most admired, but also one of the most vilified women in politics, I'm joined by the director of the series, Hillary, Nanette Burstein. And Nanette, good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, how did this come about? Because I'm sure, bruised and battered after the 2016 campaign, that there would have been a reluctance to let anybody into their lives.
That is true. You know, originally it was going to be a campaign documentary solely focusing on the 16 election. They had filmed a lot of behind the scenes footage of the campaign and realized there was a story to tell. So I had convinced them to, or convinced her and the producers and everyone else involved to make it about her entire life, that to really understand this election, you know, you have to go way back and understand our cultural roots in America. And Hillary has been at the tip of the spear, you know, of many of the issues that we grapple with in our country and many other countries, frankly. Yeah.
Looking at the first part of your series and learning things about Hillary, I mean, she was a high achiever from way back, came from a family that would have supported Republicans. A father for whom it didn't matter whether it was a son or a daughter, he wanted the very best of everything.
That's correct. Yes, she was always very self-confident. I mean, part of it, I think, was just the, you know, what you're born with. And a lot of it was the way she was raised. She had tough parents that loved her and pushed her. And She never cared about having to compete with boys until it, you know, became clear to her that that was an issue for other people, which she learned time and again.
Yeah, a high achiever. I mean, in high school, she went for the presidency, wasn't going to get it because in those days, only a boy would get that rank, goes to Harvard and realizes that she's one of the very few females who's applying for law school.
Yeah, she goes to actually Wellesley College, and then she applies
first
to law school.
Yeah.
And she gets screamed at when she takes the LSAT exam that you need to get into law school by other boys who said, you know, if you do well and you take my seat to go to law school, then I'm going to have to go to Vietnam and I'm going to die. So there was a lot of threats and guilt was made. Of course, she still did the exam and got in, and was one of 16 women at Yale Law School that year.
Now, the decision to run for the presidency, I mean, it was an uphill battle, I always thought. Number one, because I suppose her personality is not instantly endearing, and indeed many people hate her. But also, even among Democrats and among the general population of non-committed voters, the idea that, well, the Clintons did have 8 years, surely not another four.
Yes, there were many factors that were going against her. One was, as you mentioned, this fear that American had of political dynasty, you know, which I think also hurt Jeb Bush on the Republican side. And he didn't even make it as the Republican candidate. You know, there was that. There was we had already had 8 years of a Democrat. So usually in our country, it switches parties after that. There was a backlash to the country having become more progressive in general. She was a woman. She would have been the first female president after just having the first African-American president. You know, and so there was a lot of issues. You know, also the Clintons, you know, not only had he been in office for 8 years and she is the first lady, but there had been a lot of scandals in the 90s, you know, that turned out there was no there, but it really stuck to her. And certainly,
indeed it did. I believe it inhibited, you know, the attacks that she could have made on Donald Trump about his own private behavior with women and so on. The fact that she had to deal with the whole Bill's behavior. And in fact, we'll hear a little clip now where she opens up about Monica Lewinsky, and I'll ask you about broaching that with her after we hear this.
I went and sat on the bed and talked to her. I told her exactly what happened, when it happened. I said, I feel terrible about it. I said, you know, we've been through quite a bit in the last 2 years. I said, I have no defense. This is inexcusable what I did.
I was just devastated. I could not believe it. I was so, you know, personally just hurt. And I, you know, I can't believe this. I can't believe you lied. It was horrible. And I said, if this is going to be public, then you have got to go tell Chelsea.
She said, well, you have to go tell your daughter. She said, that's worse than me. And so I did that, which was awful. Justifiably, what I did was wrong. I just hated to hurt her. But you know, we all bring our baggage to life, and sometimes we do things we shouldn't do, and it was awful what I did.
Now, Nanette, how do you begin to broach this with the Clintons to get them to face the cameras and talk about it?
Well, you know, from the very beginning, I had discussed with her that her marriage would be an important part of the story. And she understood that. She understood that to withhold that would seem hidden, and which is exactly what she's always accused of doing. And that, you know, unfortunately, her marriage became very much a part of the public debate, both in the 90s and more recently, having been brought up in the election. So she understood she had to do it. And you know, he did, too, for her sake. Of course, you know, on the day that you have to do it, it's still very intimidating for me and for them. So that was challenging, but we got through it. And they were very candid. I mean, it's a difficult subject and very hard for, you know, public figures to speak so intimately and openly about their, you know, biggest problems.
The question I raised at the beginning, and I don't know what your reflections are now that you know Hillary Clinton better than most people on this planet know Hillary Clinton, but how she would have coped with COVID-19, how she might have coped with police killing of George Floyd. She has a history of going back to Martin Luther King and so on. So, you know, civil rights would be in her heart.
No, absolutely. With both issues, it would be, you know, completely different the way it would have been handled. I mean, there would not be this push to quickly reopen the economy. I think she would have, you know, really taken in all of the opinions of health experts and obviously tried to weigh in and figure out how to also bolster our economy a little better. And then, yes, definitely with the way that the death of George Floyd has, you know, just caused this huge social unrest in America, the way that Trump has handled it has been appalling, and she would have taken a very different stance. You know, I watched all this behind the scenes footage of her during the election, and much more than I ended up even including in the film. There was so much footage of her, you know, working with mothers of the movement, you know, the mothers of whose sons had been killed by violence in their community, particularly police brutality. This was something that was close to her heart.
The devastation she suffered finally, Nanette, knowing that she had won the popular vote, but of course, they're not the rules of the game. You've got to actually win the Electoral College to win. Devastating for anyone going through all of that. Has she come through it? Does she now have perspective?
I think she has perspective, but I think it's still very difficult for her to watch our current president, who she disagrees with on such a visceral level and worries about our democracy every day and feels a sense of personal responsibility, you know, that it's still hard for her to get over. I mean, I think if it had been a different Republican that had come into office, who did not so flagrantly threaten our democracy on a daily basis, it would be different. It would be a loss, and she would have gotten over it. But I think it's hard for her to, just because he's constantly stoking the flames of so much anger and unrest in this country.
Well, I've been watching the series, and it is absolutely compelling. It's called Hillary. It'll be available to watch on the news channel Sky Documentaries, as well as on Now TV from the 11th of June. And the director of the series, Hillary, Nanette Burstein, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.